Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your afternoon news. A coronial inquest into the deaths of two baby girls left to die in a hot car in Logan in 2019 has begun in Brisbane. Day one saw one of the girls' grandmothers recall a phone call to child safety where a text message from their mother was read out, in it admitting to leaving one of the girls in the car overnight after falling asleep. Deanne Power told the court she expressed concerns that the toddler was in danger while living with her mother because of the unsanitary conditions and drug use in the home. The inquest examining the events in the lead-up to the girls' deaths and the response from Child Safety, the Queensland Police and the Metro South Health and Hospital Service will run all week. The state government is pouring an extra $36 million into the domestic and family violence sector. Premier Stephen Miles says the extra funding is in response to soaring demand and increased pressure on DV services.
I know that won't fix everything. I know we will need to continue to invest, but this is an immediate response.
Organisers of tomorrow's Voice for Victims rally in Brisbane will have a private meeting with the Premier after the march from Queen's Gardens to Parliament House. And Townsville's new mayor has been referred to the state's council integrity watchdog. It's all come about after Troy Thompson has failed to come up with any evidence to back up claims he served 4+ years in the military. And finally, we've got an update on the varroa mite found at the Port of Brisbane. After extensive surveillance following the detection of a single varroa mite and Asian honeybees, no further mites have been found. A bit of a rollercoaster of emotions for Broncos fans today. It was all smiles after Billy Walters signed a 2-year extension that'll keep him at Red Hill until 2026. The Hookers starred in 35 of Brisbane's last 36 games, scoring 8 tries in that time. Then it was back down to earth with news playmaker Jock Madden is out for this week's bout with the Chooks after a scan on his pec. Madden left the pitch in the 61st minute of Brisbane's 34-10 walloping of the West Tigers on Saturday.